Well, we've been talking a lot today about biology news, but I've got some engineering news as well. And this isn't a paper that's come out, but instead it's a grant that's been given to some research that is just about to start, which I think is really quite exciting. And that's a $3 million grant that's been given to teams across Bath, Cardiff and Cambridge universities to look into self-healing concrete. Now, we all think of concrete as this material which sort of sits around and lasts forever, and I've still got lumps of it down the bottom of my garden from decades ago, which aren't really doing anything. But it's very important, obviously, structural integrity of buildings. And over time, tiny little cracks that form in the concrete let in water, and that water freezes and the cracks get bigger. And eventually it gets through to the steel frame, which reinforces large blocks of concrete, particularly around foundations or those big office blocks that we see being put up nowadays. Now, when that steel frame gets corroded, it really affects the strength of the concrete completely, and it stops the tension that pulls all the concrete together. So it's a real problem. It's also a bigger problem because cement production produces around 7% of the world's CO2 production. So if we can reduce the amount of concrete and cement that we're producing, particularly when we're replacing buildings, then we can reduce our overall CO2 emissions. Now, the idea that they've come up with is being able to use bacteria, which produce calcite, which is a little bit like limestone. We heard a couple of weeks ago that St. Paul's is made out of limestone, so it's this really good building material. And the idea is that if you can impregnate concrete as it goes in when it's still a liquid with tiny microcapsules which contain these bacteria, when a crack forms in these capsules are broken open, these bacteria can start to produce calcite or limestone. And not only will they fill up the gap, but that production of calcite uses up oxygen. That also means any oxygen that's getting in to corrode that steel frame will be used up at the same time. So it's a really clever idea that they've just started to work on.
That's really ingenious. Sorry, I'm just so excited. Sorry to interrupt, Kate, but the only thing I can see might be a slight stumbling block here is, isn't the concrete under quite a lot of compression? If you make a huge, great tower block, like the Shard or something, then the concrete at the bottom is going to be under enormous compressive load from above. Will the bacteria withstand that?
There's a huge number of problems that they're having to overcome. I've had a chat with some of the team today, and yet these capsules need to withstand a huge amount of weight. And at the same time, they're still hoping that they'll be able to sort of split open and be activated by just water. So they need to be strong and instantly dissolvable at the same time, which is a problem they haven't really yet overcome. But they have solved the idea of the bacteria, which also need to overcome these huge alkaline conditions. Concrete's really alkaline, so they're choosing bacteria from soda lakes to start to test the right ones to do. And they also need to be able to survive hundreds of years. That concrete sits around and it might crack in a very long time. So they've decided to use these bacteria which produce inert internal spores. So anthrax is an example of bacteria which does this. Obviously, they won't be using anthrax because that's quite dangerous for people.
Reassuring.
Reassuring. But there are lots of other different bacteria who have this same thing. So if they can work out a way of triggering these bacteria to germinate at will, then they'll be able to release their spores hundreds of years later, pick up some food that they're going to deposit nearby and start producing calcite.
So you've got to package up bacteria plus food in a long-lived capsule so the bugs can hatch out, consume the food, consume the oxygen, lay down new rock, reinforce the concrete.
Yes, easy really. Some Dutch scientists have already looked into this. It's looking promising, but their only problem has been having bacteria which survive over a long period of time. So hopefully, once they've gone through this huge long process of picking out the bacteria, they should be able to get somewhere with it. So there's a lot of stuff to work through, but it's quite exciting.
It certainly is. Thank you, Kate. And if you want to look up the references to any of those stories we've been discussing, then you can find those on our website at nakedscientists.com/news.